Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning in to Broken Glass, The Sunny Side. So this episode, I wanted to talk about how it's okay to not be perfect. I think in our society, we've been conditioned that we are not allowed to embrace our vulnerabilities or our weaknesses, and that it makes us weak to do so. I talk a lot about embracing your positive side and being happy and joyful, but I never really talk about the dark side and the darkness that is, you know, the opposite, the yin to the yang of the light. And so I wanted to discuss that today and let you know it's okay if you're not perfect. Perfect is a construct that humanity has created because it's some kind of super standard that we've needed to meet for eons. Not something I fully understand, because there's certain parts of humanity that I just don't understand. I understand them, but I don't tend to embrace them. Anyway, so it's okay not to be perfect. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to relapse. As long as you're aware of these things that are happening, I believe that as long as you're aware of yourself and you are aware of your mistakes and your relapses and all the hurdles that are in your way, that it's okay, because as long as you're aware of them and you want to change and you don't want to be stuck in that cycle of making mistakes, then it's perfectly natural. We're human. Cravings are natural. For example, I've been vegan for about 2.5 years now. And yeah, I still have cravings for animal products because I went 34 years with eating everything. And one of them, Flaming Hot Cheetos. I grew up on Flaming Hot Cheetos. It was a comfort food. I don't eat them anymore because they do horrible things to my body and they're just not really good for you. But earlier this year, I had an affair with Flaming Hot Cheetos, and it was really hard to get out of that rabbit hole because I went down and I was like, oh my God, I missed you. It was like having an affair with someone that I hadn't seen in a really long time. But, you know, I was aware of it and I was able to finally break the habit. And that's all it is just being aware. I do Pilates. Do I go every single day? No, because I'm still human, but I'm aware of it. And changing takes time, and it can be extremely difficult. No one ever says it's easy. Every little bit you do counts, whether it's good or bad. And that goes for every aspect that you do, like every positive vibe that you put into the universe, every negative vibe you put out into the universe, it all reverberates. So it all counts. So when you're trying to change a habit and you're trying to become this quote unquote perfect version of yourself, which I like to say the best version of yourself, because if you were the perfect version of yourself, that means you couldn't make mistakes or flaws or be flawed or anything like that. And I think we all have flaws, and I think that's what makes us beautiful, is it gives us the stories that creates our lives. In order for us to continue on our road and to help us with our goals and everything, I believe it's very important to reward yourself so that you can maintain what you're doing. You just have to do it, reward. Like, at the end of me doing a task, I get to sit down and have a nice meal and watch TV or have a drink or something. You just have to figure out what the rewards are for you that you like, and that will keep you motivated to keep doing what you want. But also realize that you shouldn't be motivated because of your rewards. It's just a little treat here and there to help you transition into your lifestyle of whatever you're doing. We have our own personal control of what standards we want to meet and also what standards we hold for ourselves. Ultimately, we're the only person that is responsible for following standards and how it makes us feel. We have all that control. Like I said, standards, perfection, even words, it's all a construct that humanity has put together so we can try to understand this crazy thing called life. But I believe that we have gone too far as to say what other people should and shouldn't be doing. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just here as being a person that has advice and trying to spread the advice and positivity. I believe that we need to start helping each other and embracing each other as opposed to killing each other. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Part of being vulnerable is realizing, admitting, and embracing your own strengths and weaknesses. For example, one of my strengths is also one of my weaknesses. People are very comfortable with talking to me, and it's awesome, but at the same time, it's one of my weaknesses because sometimes I don't know how to just walk away from someone that's oversharing. It's just one of many examples that I could share, but I could be here all night with that or whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that it's okay if you're not perfect. Vulnerability is scary. We have not been taught that vulnerability is actually strong. Our vulnerabilities can make us strong, because if we can overcome and embrace and change our vulnerabilities to become our strengths, we can do a lot of things for the better. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Tell yourself that it's okay that you're not where you want to be right now, as long as you're striving towards that goal. And the only standard of that goal is yours. We're all different. We are all never going to be at any same level of everything at the same time. So realize that. Help yourself be in the moments. Enjoy your moments. Your moments are all you have that make up life. If you have any questions, if you need to reach out, if you just want to say hi, reach out. My name is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning in. See you on the flip side.